KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:08, we have partly cloudy skies. Temperatures holding steady at 45 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 57. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In an update to our report on Thursday, the Creston Police Department today said 36-year-old John Lyle Van Scoy of Lorimore faces additional charges following his arrest that occurred Wednesday afternoon. In addition to the previously announced controlled substance violation and other drug charges, Van Scoy is now charged with unauthorized possession of offensive weapons, assault causing bodily injury or mental illness, interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and driving while barred. He was being held in the Union County Jail without bond, also on two outside agency warrants, and because of a parole violation. Thursday afternoon, 56-year-old Gary Lee McDougall of Apton was arrested at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. McDougall was charged with domestic abuse assault first offense. He was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. Thursday night, 30-year-old Quentin Lee Kimball of Creston was arrested at his home. Kimball was charged with probation violation. He was being held without bond at the Union County Jail until seen by a judge. Creston police said also a woman reported to police Thursday morning that she had left her purse in the Creston Hy-Vee restroom sometime last week. When she returned to look for it, it was gone. The loss was estimated at $50. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports deputies on Wednesday arrested 47-year-old Holly Ann Oliphant of Lenox. She was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for violation of probation. Oliphant was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office and was being held in the Page County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond from the warrant, pending future court appearances. Officials of the Des Moines Police Department today released the name of a man who died after being stabbed Thursday morning. They also said three men were arrested in connection with the incident. As we had reported earlier, on Thursday morning, officers were called to the home in the 1400 block of Cyril Street, just east of I-235. First responders found 19-year-old Corey Ellifritz suffering from serious stab wounds. He was transported to a local hospital and died. Authorities say three men are charged with first-degree murder and first-degree burglary in the case. 20-year-old Tyrone Davis and 20-year-old Taylor Austin, both from Des Moines, along with 18-year-old Daniel Jackson of DeSoto. All three were being held in the Polk County Jail. Authorities said through the course of the investigation, detectives discovered evidence that indicates Davis, Austin, and Jackson had planned to commit a burglary at the home where the murder occurred. Detectives also learned that Jackson had recently threatened the residents of the home, blaming them for the recent arrest of his brother. After Davis, Austin, and Jackson entered the home, Ellifritz was stabbed multiple times, resulting in his death. Additional evidence indicates that prior to fleeing, Austin, Davis, and Jackson stole two gaming systems from the home. Authorities say the investigation continues. Thursday's incident resulted in the 10th homicide for the capital city in 2021. There were 21 homicides in Des Moines in 2020. The Iowa Department of Public Safety this morning reports an investigation is currently underway with regard to an officer-involved shooting that took place Thursday night in Tama County. Authorities say at around 7:27 p.m., the Tama County Sheriff's Office received calls of shots being fired near 1001 Station Street in Chelsea. Several law enforcement agencies responded, and upon arrival, they observed 28-year-old Dewey Dale Wolfong III walking around with a handgun. A Tama County deputy fired one round, striking Wolfong in the upper torso. The man was transported to a hospital in Cedar Rapids, where he was pronounced dead. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation was called in to conduct an independent investigation into the shooting. The Tama County deputy has been placed on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation, which is a standard procedure in these cases. The name of the deputy is not being released at this time. An autopsy will be conducted at the Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny, and no additional information will be released at this time. The latest Iowa Drought Monitor map was released Thursday morning, and it shows continued improvement in the drought conditions statewide. Locally, much of Montgomery, Cass, and Adair counties remained abnormally dry, while nearly two-thirds of Madison County is abnormally dry. Across Interstate 80 to the north, most of Audubon County is experiencing the same conditions, while small parts of Guthrie and Dallas counties range from abnormally dry to mostly moderately dry. You can see the complete report in this same story on our news and outdoor pages at KJAN.com. Speaking of outdoors, pheasant hunters will hit Iowa's forests and fields beginning tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock or shortly after sunrise. Todd Bogenschutz, a wildlife biologist with the DNR in Boone, predicts a busy morning as the forecast calls for a sunny fall day for much of the state.
We're expecting a lot of hunters out. We had all the highest numbers we've had in several years. Last year, I think partly due to COVID, but expecting the same this year. I mean, counts are basically unchanged from a year ago.
Based on the agency's roadside counts, northwest Iowa looks particularly promising for pheasant populations this year, while southeast Iowa may be lesser, though Bogenschutz says they average out. Iowa's growing seasons are wrapping up just as hunting season begins, which Bogenschutz says is ideal.
Crop harvest is well underway. I think last I saw, like 80-90% of the beans are out statewide, and corn is up over 50%, maybe 60%, and so when the crops are out, when the season opens, that usually makes the birds easier to find. They don't have as many places to hide.
He says there are some key rules to always follow during the pheasant hunt.
The requirements if you're pheasant and quail hunting is that you have to have at least one article of 50% or more blaze orange on your person. So that could be a hat, a vest, a coat, sweatshirt, anything that's at least 50% blaze orange, because we want everybody to be safe.
When hunting in groups, he says it's vital to make a plan and follow it. Iowa's pheasant season runs from tomorrow through January 10th. You can learn more at www.iowadnr.gov. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.